Welcome to What's Poppin'. This week, my guest is Marlene Benner. Marlene, thanks for coming on the show.
Well, thank you for having me.
Marlene, my first question for you today is, how long have you lived in the Fremont area?
We have lived in Fremont for 48 years.
Oh, wow.
Long time.
What brought you here?
Affordability.
Affordability? Yeah.
We lived in Oakland up by the Oak Knoll Naval Hospital, which is no longer there.
Okay.
And we were looking, we had been married a year and a half, and we were looking for a house. And we just decided that we were going to go south, and so we came to Fremont.
That's where you landed. Okay.
That's where we landed.
So were you both from the area originally, like from the Bay Area, or did you move to the Bay Area?
No, I was from the Bay Area. I was born and raised in Oakland.
Really? Okay.
Lived in one house my whole life.
Oh, wow.
And my husband, he is from Red Hill, Pennsylvania. And he moved out west right after high school.
Okay.
He ended up in Kansas City and went to college there. And then he moved down to L.A. And he worked for L.A. Airways.
Oh.
Until he was drafted into the Army.
And then you meet him.
And I met him. I didn't meet him right away.
Yeah.
I was working for SFO Helicopter, which is Oakland, San Francisco.
Really?
Helicopter. He was a flight controller.
Okay.
And I was working in reservations at that time.
Okay.
So I worked in reservations for a while, and then they approached me. They were looking for a stewardess on their Sikorsky's S-62s. And those helicopters held 26 passengers.
I've never heard of that before. Wow. Okay.
It was really a great job. The helicopter, we offered a shuttle service between Marin County, Emeryville, Concord, Oakland, San Jose. And it was to connecting flights out of the San Francisco airport.
Okay.
And then the airline would subsidize the tickets. So it was the way of getting people over to San Francisco without having to sit in traffic.
Can you imagine they still did that today?
It would be wonderful.
It would be.
It would be absolutely.
There'd be so many helicopters in the air, though. It'd be crazy. Yeah.
They had three large ones and two smaller ones. Yeah. The smaller ones were more of the mail service
that they had
going between them. I was on the helicopter. It was called the Beeline to your airline, and it was painted yellow and black.
Do you have any pictures?
Oh, yes, I have pictures.
I bet you do, yeah.
Yeah, it was a big publicity
campaign
that they had going on.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, Roger Stoffers, who used to go to Prince of Peace, and he's moved away to Idaho now, he was a mechanic.
Okay.
And I was probably 20 years old. I met Roger, because when the flights came in at night, if you worked the 3 to 11 shift, then the mechanics would walk you to your car, is what they were.
Okay.
You know?
Yeah.
There were about 120 employees.
Okay.
And that was between the office staff and the pilots and the co-pilots and the mechanics. And it was my first job and a very rewarding job.
Yeah.
Because when you worked for SFO Helicopter, TWA and United Airlines offered you travel tickets, and the only thing you had to pay were the taxes on the tickets.
Oh, nice.
So Larry and I used to fly for a 3 or 4 day weekend. We'd go to Boston and New York and Chicago.
Oh, fancy.
And it was
how metropolitan of you.
Well, yes, very much so.
Yeah.
And it was a very fun job.
Yeah.
And to this day, we have a reunion. We started about 8 years ago. Every 2 years, we have an SFO helicopter reunion. And it's usually here in the Bay Area, one of the mechanics.
That's really cool.
the reservation girls are, you know, everyone takes a turn having it.
Yeah.
And it's really nice. But for my first job, it was absolutely fantastic.
And I wonder if that was your favorite working experience or job.
Yes, it was.
Yeah.
Even though I worked for Wells Fargo 30 years, let me tell you, flying was my cup of tea.
Yeah, you really enjoyed that.
Yeah, I did. Yeah. It was really great.
Like, it sounds like it's a really unique job to sort of be able to have at that point.
Well, it was. It was my first job. I was going to college. Mm-hmm. I was going to school in the morning and then working from 3 to 11.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just perfect. And it was in the Bay Area.
Yeah.
I didn't have to leave the Bay Area.
Yeah.
Because my I had an opportunity to go to Chicago and work for United.
Oh, really?
And I just wanted to come home because I had never been away from home.
You're happy to visit, but not stay, right?
That's right. Yeah. I did not like the cold weather back there.
It gets cold in Chicago, that's for sure. Windy, windy place.
Yes, it does, very much so.
Marlene, how did you get to Prince of Peace then? If you've been here about 48 years, you said.
Yes.
Did you come to Prince of Peace right away?
Yes. We moved in 1975 to the Cocoa Palm area, and we were just here maybe a month or so, and I said to my girlfriend, I said, I'm really looking for a Lutheran church, and I'm not quite sure, you know, where I should go or where I should look. And she says, oh, Marlene, my in-laws, my mother-in-law and father-in-law, Jack and Betty Mumford, they go to a church here in town. Let me find out where it is.
Hmm.
And so Betty called me and she said, well, why don't you come to Prince of Peace?
Yeah.
It's on Fremont Boulevard and it's a small church. And so we started to come to Prince of Peace.
Okay. And it was a small church.
It was a small church.
Yeah.
It was really
nice. The old
nice.
Moseley Chapel, right?
And, right.
Yeah.
And Pastor Moseley was here. And it just so happened that the Sunday I came, I was sitting probably halfway down, and this lady comes up to me, and it was Fran Moseley.
Hmm.
And she says, do you remember me? And I said, well, you look familiar.
Yeah.
She said, you are Marlene Kipke? And I said, yes. And she said, do you remember my mother? She was your Sunday school teacher at St. John's Lutheran Church in Oakland.
Really?
Yes. You talk about a small world.
Yeah, small Lutheran world,
yes,
right?
Yes.
Yeah.
And St. John's was a very tiny church. It was small.
Mm.
I mean, it was really small.
Really?
But we were there. Every Sunday, because my dad said, if you can go out the night before with your friends, you can get up in the morning for 8 o'clock service.
Yep.
So, and that's just the way it was.
Yeah.
And that's what we did.
Nice.
Yes.
We were talking about this before the podcast a little bit, and you have lots of notes from the message this previous Sunday that Pastor Zelt gave. Are there a few things that you'd like to share that you thought were good or interesting or jumped out at you from the message?
Well, the first thing that came to mind was that Pastor Zelt, a number of years ago, he spoke to us about the three elements of prayer.
Mm-hmm.
And I couldn't remember the three. I could remember two. So then I started to think about it as I'm taking these notes and wondering, well, what does that have to do with it? You know? And then I looked at my hand, and for some reason, I could remember the five elements of the hand.
Right. Okay.
I couldn't believe that I could still remember that.
Can you list them off? What are they?
Yeah. Confession, petition, intercession, thanksgiving, and praise. However, when I pray, I don't do it in any kind of order.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so then I thought to myself, well, he was talking about do not babbling.
Mm.
And it doesn't matter the words that you speak. It's what's in your heart.
Mm-hmm.
It dawned on me that I never thought about that the Father already knows what I'm going to ask for.
Yeah. So you don't have to get the right words.
You don't have to get the right words.
Right.
You know, and I thought, well, this is pretty good. This is a great review. I have to remind Pastor Zelt that he taught us a lot.
Yeah.
You know, and we just seem to put it in the back of our minds sometime. And the other thing is that we're not supposed to be anxious for anything, that we need to be thankful, that God knows what we need, and He gives us our strength hour by hour and day by day.
Yep.
You know,
and prayer helps strengthen that for us. Yeah.
And sometimes I just walk around the house and I'm just mumbling, and my husband will say, "Marlene, who are you talking to?" And I said, "Oh, I have this private conversation going on with God right now. So I'll let you know later." He says, "Is it about me?" I said, "Oh, yes.
Oh, yes.
It is about you, honey. Oh, don't worry about it." So
it's funny.
Prayer is consistent in my life.
Yeah.
And I rely on God to give me the strength to get through each and every day.
Oh, that's fantastic. One last question for you. Do you play an instrument? And if not, what would you play if you could?
Well, let's put it this way. I have a piano at home.
Okay, you have a piano.
I have a piano and I ding on it a lot. But I don't play. I've never had professional lessons of any type.
How'd you get the piano then?
The piano was a gift from my parents to my daughter.
Oh, okay.
My daughter does play.
She
but the
play.
Piano is still at
still
our
at your house.
Yes.
So once in a while you kind of plunk on it a little bit.
Yes. Yeah. When I was a child, we had an organ at home.
Really?
A small organ thing, and
like a Hammond B3 type thing?
Probably.
Yeah.
And we had music books, you know, and I would play "What a Friend We Have in Jesus" for my mother all the time.
Yeah.
And the old Rugged Cross. We would play the old hymns.
Can you still play those?
I haven't tried in years. I'm sure if I could, if I had to.
Yeah. Muscle memory's there still.
Yeah. But that was one thing. But I wish I could play like Pastor Zelt.
He's very good. Yeah.
Oh, he just gives me goosebumps whenever I hear him play.
It's never too late for lessons.
I realize that.
Yeah.
But I'm a busy person.
Oh, okay.
I am very busy.
Yeah.
Marlene, can you do this? Yes, I can help. Yes, I can.
You
help.
Are very much that person. Yeah. You always step up and help. And then you work at the senior center as well.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, very much time. So.
How many hours are you there for the senior center?
I am usually there one day. I work on Tuesdays from 10 until 1. And then I'm president of the Builders Fund. And that takes a lot of time.
Oh, wow.
And we try to do fundraisers to raise money for the kitchen. And I really enjoy that.
Yeah.
And I enjoy working with the older people.
Yeah.
I really do, because they love to hear how your day has gone and what you're doing.
A little slower pace of things in life. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice.
And I remember as a child, because my parents were older. And I can remember my mom always saying, "Marlene, you need to live by the fruits of the Spirit, and you need to give your time, and you need to help others."
Mm.
And that is
it's
how
stuck,
I was raised.
Apparently. That's
it
good.
It certainly has.
That's wonderful.
It certainly has.
Marlene, thank you so much for coming on the podcast. I really appreciate it.
Well, I was a little apprehensive at first, but I think it went okay.
It went pretty good, right? Yeah. Tell your friends.
I will. That's what I said to Lynn. I said, "You need to get Lanny on here."
Yeah. I need to get Lynn on here too. Get them both, right?
Right.
That'd be
right.
good.